Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's launched its latest manned space mission to the Tiangong Space Station. A rocket carrying the Shenzhou 18 spacecraft with three crew members on board blasted off from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center on Thursday. Taikonauts Ye Guangfu, Li Tsong, and Li Guangsu will spend 6 months in the space station until late October. The Shenzhou 18 mission marks Ye's second journey into space following his previous role as a crew member during the Shenzhou 13 mission. The other two crew members are both on their first ever space adventure. China's expressed serious concerns about Japan joining the AUKUS alliance. Defense Ministry spokesperson Wu Qian said that China opposes any military partnership targeting the nation. China's called for collective efforts to maintain peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. China's reaffirmed its commitment to the principle of fair competition, came after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken raised concerns about what he called China's unfair trade practices in a meeting with officials in Shanghai. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin stressed that China respects the rules.
China always conducts economic and trade cooperation in accordance with market principles, firmly supports the multilateral trading system, and fully implements WTO rules. We hope the U.S. side will respect the principle of fair competition, abide by WTO rules, and work with China to create favorable conditions for the sound and steady development of China-U.S. economic and trade relations.
Blinken's in Beijing to continue his three-day visit to China. He's expected to hold talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó has refuted accusations that there's overcapacity in China's electric vehicle industry. He says it's a burgeoning industry and demand is growing globally.
Overcapacity doesn't exist. I mean, this is a new industry. This industry is in the making. So, I mean, there's a big demand for new electric cars. By 2030, there should be 45 million electric cars driving on the roads of the world. Now only we have 10 million, very far from that. And it's only 6 years to go, and you know, it's very close. So therefore, overcapacity doesn't exist. Lack of capacity does exist. We would need much more capacity to boost this industry. So therefore, speaking about overcapacity is something which is very, very, very far away of reality and is just, you know, a political ideological statement.
Beijing's called G7 claims of overcapacity in China an act of protectionism. This year's Zhongguan Sun Forum is underway in Beijing. It's a platform for global science, technology, and innovation exchanges. Protests against the war in Gaza have turned violent on the University of Texas campus in the U.S. city of Austin. More than a dozen people have been arrested. They're protesting the conflict and demanding their university divest from weapons manufacturers. Tony Waterman has more.
There is this very tense standoff going off between students and the police demonstrators. Some of them locked arm in arm on one side. You have state police on the other. Some of them are on horses. Others have batons in their hands. They're in riot gear. And earlier what we saw was that some of them were using bicycles to push the crowd back, which has resulted in some very dramatic confrontations with pushing and shoving on both sides.
Russian authorities have warned that NATO nuclear facilities, if permanently located on the Polish territory, will become a military target for Russia. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said that joint nuclear missions by NATO countries near Russian borders exacerbate the security threat. Ryabkov referred to the ongoing discussion about deploying NATO nuclear facilities in Poland as an evolving story. Local officials say a Russian attack has damaged critical infrastructure in Ukraine's Cherkasy region. There's been no response from Russia. Data shows the number of Chinese tourists to Cambodia rose 43% in the first quarter. About 190,000 Chinese holidaymakers traveled to the Southeast Asian country during the period. Chinese tourists accounted for 12% of all international tourist arrivals in Cambodia. China Media Group and Radio Television of Serbia are teaming up to broadcast premium TV programs and films in Belgrade. The partnership's aimed at promoting cultural exchanges between the two countries. More than 10 documentaries produced by CMG will be broadcast via the Serbian media outlet. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.